Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat on a Friday. That's right, TGIF. We made it after a week of minicamp. 3 days concluded yesterday. Now we've got Z and Aaron Jones on the court side of the Bucks win last night, along with Kenny Clark. I didn't watch the game, but their social media game was hilarious. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody in the comments section, as always. Hey, look at all these fine folks sitting up here. Oh, hey, speaking of our good friend Aaron Jones, don't forget, Aaron Jones Youth Football Camp's coming in mid-July. Head to aaronjonescamp.com. That's aaronjonescamp.com for all the info on his youth football camp happening mid-July in the Green Bay area. Use promo code CheeseheadTV to save 10%. That's promo code CheeseheadTV to save 10% at aaronjonescamp.com. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're all doing well. Josh, good morning. Danielle, good morning to you. Tony, yo, Kevin, what the F is up? I don't know, Kevin. What the F is up, my friend? It's Friday. I've got a job, and I got stuff to do. A riff on the old classic. Happy Friday. Eric, how are you, man? What's with the Crowded House reference? I just love that song. And, you know, everyone's talking about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers being donezo, and I'm just saying, don't dream it's over. Hey, now. Don't dream it's over. They've got a lot of ball game left there. When are fans able to attend training camp this year? Go Pack, go. Brandon, from the opening bell, July 27th. That's the word. Full go. Full camp, full fans, both for training camp and for the games. Get your tailgate on. Clicked off an Andy Herman video to be here. Don't do that, Alex. Give Andy the engagement. Come on now. I'll be here regardless. I'm extremely excited about Gary this year. Dude is going to wreck stuff. I very much agree. I'm very anxious to see how they deploy him and how they utilize him with the Smiths and how much more he's allowed to be on the field this year. I think I understand the rotation. I understand Preston and Zadarius playing as much as they do, but man, you got to get Rashawn on the field. He is a young, exciting, still developing talent. It is time, as you say, for him to wreck stuff, and he can't do that standing on the sideline. Dustin, thank you for the super chat. Minicamp is over. Packers are gone for a couple weeks. We need a break from Aaron Rodgers nonsense. It's time for Lebowski Watch Party. Invite Raji. Dustin, the Lebowski Watch Party will happen probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks, so be on the lookout because we're doing that. TKM. Good to see you at your post. Thank you for the super chat. Nags, thinking it takes a 10 spot for that old-fashioned brandy at Kettle of Fish. Buy you one in person in August. Have a great weekend. Thanks again for some daily sanity. TKM, you are greatly appreciated. Thank you very much. And, man, whenever you're in town, just let me know. Kettle of Fish, it's on. How many more QBs will be signed? At least 5 more. Now, yes, they did sign another camp arm, but I suspect he will not be around very long. The real question about training camp is, will they allow the players to sign autographs for the kids? I would be surprised if that's allowed, but we'll see. I don't know how they'll set it up. I mean, I got to think they still allow the bike ride to happen. But as far as the autographs, I'm not sure. Matt is here voluntarily, everybody. Good to see you, Matt. Thanks for showing up. I just found Nag's Instagram thanks to Kenny Clark. Why did nobody tell me? I don't do a very good job of promoting it, and it's not very Packer-centric. It's some Packer stuff, but it's mostly like just my kids, pictures of my kids and stuff we do together, the family. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't really put it out there as a Packers thing, so that's probably why a lot of people don't know it. But, yes, I'm on Instagram. And last night, Kenny had the funniest fucking video ever. It was so great. If you haven't seen it, check out my Instagram at Aaron's Story. It's just Aaron's Story. Yeah, it's just I would explain it, but I wouldn't do it justice. It's phenomenal. It's my favorite thing on the internet. It's great. Nags, are we going to get you on the McAfee show? Oh, I doubt that. I don't know. I'd love to talk to Ty Schmidt, though. We should have Ty on transplants. Hopefully. We actually did kind of talk back and forth about that kind of thing years ago, and I think we got to pick that back up. Oh, do we lose respect for Schneidman for giving in and going on Coward Show? No, of course not. Matt's good people, man. You know, he's a young journalist trying to make his name. If you get the opportunity to go on Colin Cowherd, you go on Colin Cowherd. Hell, if Colin had the balls and invited me on, I'd go on. But A, he'd never invite me on. And B, he'd never invite me on. But no, yes. No loss of respect for a young journalist trying to make his name. Shout out to Schneidman. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Do you think the Packers will bring in Shane Falco? I think it's a foregone conclusion at this point, don't you? What are the Bears going to get Matt LaFleur for Father's Day? Boom! Like it. Well done. Thoughts about the inside linebacker position? I think it's an intriguing group now that they've added Campbell, who I think with his contract with $1 million signing bonus, you know, when he was signed, I said this could go any way from, you know, he's the starter on day one to getting cut before the kickoff of down in New Orleans. With that signing bonus, it sure feels like you can take it from pencil to pen, his inclusion on the 53. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be handed a starting job, but I do think he is going to be in the mix. And I think a lot of it will depend on what kind of forward momentum / development we see from Barnes and Martin. And I know Summers has been running with the ones, but I would very much be completely 1,000,000,000% shocked if he was given serious consideration for playing, you know, the starting group, so to speak, or even in some sub packages. But I still think Martin's got a chance to be, if not a special player, like a damn good football player. You saw a lot of promise and a lot of upside last year. He's swimming a little bit, and obviously had the injury early in the year. But yeah, I think it's a good mix. I don't think they need to be superstars, especially in this scheme. I think they'll be a tad better than maybe most Packer fans are expecting, because every time you talk about this position online, people are less than complimentary and very dismissive. And I understand they're not big names. I understand they're not great talents, but they can be a hell of a lot more productive and effective than I think Packer fans, like I said, give them credit for. Do you think management has daily meetings about Rodgers' situation? Actually curious how much time. I would be shocked if it was daily meetings. I think there's undoubtedly conversation going on between Mark and Brian when they meet. Maybe that's once a week, maybe a couple times a week. I doubt that. But I don't think it's a daily all hands on deck kind of thing. No chance. Jim, I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. Hey, Nick, sorry I missed happy hour. When is the next one? Eric, it'll be next week, probably Wednesday. We'll be back to a regular Wednesday next week. Who is the number two wide receiver? Whoever is the most advantageous matchup against the opponent's defense that they're playing that week. It's not Madden. You don't just pencil them in. It's game plan to game plan. It's matchup specific, and that's the way I like it. It could be Aaron Jones one week. It could be Alan Lazard or Devin Funchess another week. It could be Robert Tonyan the next week. That's your number two wide receiver. People get so caught up in depth charts. None of that matters. Big Cheese, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. TGIF Nags, I'm encouraged by what I've heard about Jordan Love at minicamp, but don't we have to take this with a grain of salt since it's pretty much not live against tackling? Oh, yeah, of course. Look, you can be excited about the good stuff coming out of camp. You can use the bad stuff to say, I told you so, if you didn't like the Jordan Love selection. But ultimately, it's just OTAs. Most of it, some of it, is on air. Some of it is team stuff, but it's, you know, not padded, and it's barely, if at all, game planned. They're doing install, you know, they're throwing everything but the kitchen sink at the kid. And the good stuff, it's great, that's wonderful, keep building on that. And the bad stuff, you got to go back and see what happened and correct it. But yeah, none of it means much. And I, you know, I got into it with somebody on Twitter the other day, like, oh, this means nothing. It's not that it means nothing, but it means, you know, it doesn't mean much. But in the grand scheme of developing a quarterback, it's important. But those bricks that are being like laid down for the foundation of Jordan Love's game as an entertainment piece, which essentially is what we're doing here, right? We love football and we watch football because we're entertained by it. It's hilarious to watch the overreactions either way. And, you know, Zabe took me to task yesterday on the radio because I'm too gleeful about Jordan Love's good practice. I don't understand being like how you can be too happy for your young quarterback doing well. Like, you're cheering for your team, your favorite team. You want them to do well, including the quarterback. I don't know, man. But yes, you are correct. It is dangerous waters when you try and project any kind of meaning onto OTA practice updates. Let's just leave that right there. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Just to hear my wife yell, you spent $10 on YouTube. I like it, Dustin. I like it. Why? How? Who is calling me? Come on, don't call me when I'm live. That's rude. What else we got, guys? It's going to be a long month and a half until camp. Circular news stories for the foreseeable future. Daniel, you could not be more correct. I am not looking forward to it. In fact, I'm going to put my time off request in with Banky later today just to get away from it for a while. Our great wide receivers took years to develop. MVS's time is coming. Man, look, you got to love his trajectory, right? Where he's gone those first 3 years. And I know people glom on to the drops, and more often than not, it's because they come in big spots, usually third downs that kill drives or scoring chances, and that sticks in people's minds. But man, the tools are there. The absolute complete domination deep is there. You know, is he ever going to be a well-rounded number one type wide receiver? I doubt it. You never know, but I doubt it. But that doesn't mean he doesn't have a ton to offer and still untapped potential, because I think he does. But man, yeah, he's a real weapon. But people completely discount him because of a handful of drops and then completely dismiss all the good stuff he does because, for whatever reason, I don't know. Because they should have drafted a wide receiver, I guess. But yeah, and people have such short memories. So many people wanted Davante Adams cut after his second year. So many Packers fans wanted him cut. And look how that turned out. I'm not saying he's going to be Davante Adams. I'm just saying you have to let it play out. Got to let him develop. Same thing happened with James Jones. James Jones had terrible drops. Then he came back and led the league in touchdown receptions. Got to let it play out. Brad, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Starting a new fund, Lebowski White Russian Fund. There you go. There you go. That's my kind of fund. Do you think Love is more athletic than Rodgers? Seems like athleticism makes up for some deficiencies until they can be worked out. Blake right now, yeah, but only because of age. I mean, don't ever discount what an amazing athlete Aaron Rodgers is and certainly was when he was younger. But yeah, you know, Father Time is undefeated, and Rodgers' ability outside the pocket to get around that corner against those terrorizing defensive ends is definitely diminished comparative to where he was earlier in his career. And Jordan's youth will help him in that regard. There's no doubt about it. You know, you don't ever want to lean on it. You don't want it to become a crutch, but yeah, to get him out of certain situations and make plays. Absolutely. Is he athletic enough to make that happen? No doubt about it. But you know, I keep saying this, you guys are going to be sick of me by the end of the summer. You probably already are. You got to make plays from the pocket. You have to do it. And for the most part, it sounds like Jordan's starting to kind of get that feel, but he's got a long way to go. There's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be real tough times. The athleticism is nice. It can help you out. Can be, you know, an ally, no doubt. Can also be a crutch. Got to learn to make plays from the pocket. Got to do it. Gots to do it. Big Cheese, thanks for the super chat. Not football related, but what's the best place for a nice dinner in Milwaukee? Friends in town. Oh, somebody help them out in the comments. I have no idea. I will say, if you're in Milwaukee, check out and like after dinner, go to Scout. It's a wine bar that has great selections of all sorts of wine and liquor and beer. And it's a great vibe. They do some kind of live music sometimes, but Scout in Milwaukee as an after dinner place. Check it out. It's fantastic. Rodgers isn't being selfish. He has a contract. Play. Oh, come on, Jim. Really? Really? That he has a contract bit? The contract that can be completely ripped up at a moment's notice by the team. We see it every single day, every single year. Guys have quote unquote contracts and then they're cut. Come on, man. Contracts don't mean nothing. We all know that. How come we have about 15 offensive linemen and only 7 defensive linemen on the roster? Well, because they found the talent along the offensive line that they're trying to bolster, and there's a lot of youth there. And on defense, you're in subs so much, and you got guys like the Smiths and Gary kicking inside so much, you still need the numbers as much. It's pretty simple. It's early, but any vets at risk of being cut, traded, that the average fan might not expect? In this day and age, it all depends on how much you read. I think it's pretty clear, and this has been written about quite a bit across the net. Lucas Patrick, speaking of all the offensive linemen, has got to have a whale of a camp. And I know he's done really good work for the Packers, but if there's a spot where if the youth is showing out and you want to keep them on and you think they're better / have more upside than Lucas, that's a spot. That's a guy I could see could potentially be cut. And then after yesterday's news, obviously Jay Sternberger has got to get his head on straight and come to camp correct and ball out and secure his spot, because there's plenty of talent at that position. And I know he put out the apology and the explanation for what happened, and totally get it. But, at some point, guy can't stay on the field. Now he's suspended, missing two more games, etc. I have no idea. I can't get inside Brian's head. But at some point, the general manager might just say, it's always something with this guy. And then he moves on. So those are two obvious, I think, spots where the Packers could make, some kind of cut. It baffles me how little it seems people care about the players sometimes. I get it, Kyle. I mean, we're conditioned to cheer for the laundry, right? Especially Packers fans. We carry the G, right? But yeah, it is dehumanizing, and the modern media landscape doesn't help in that regard. My favorite is, they make millions, when of course not all of them make millions. In fact, a whole bunch of them don't make millions. And then they go out there and risk CTE for the rest of their life for that great honor of entertaining us and being called bums. I get it, man. I get it. You sign on the dotted line to play the game of professional football. The paying customer gives the money for the ticket for the right to sit in the stand and boo you. I understand it, man. That's the exchange, and it's unfortunate. But yeah, it is very dehumanized, and the nature of the game itself doesn't help, because these guys are in huge pads and helmets all the time, for the most part, when they're in front of, fans on television or on the field at the game. So you don't get the same kind of personal connection maybe you would with baseball or with basketball. Social media has changed that, obviously, but not everybody's seeking that out, especially generationally. But yeah, it's also something the owners count on in the court of public opinion. Every time there's a labor disagreement, they definitely lean into that. But yeah, it's unfortunate. There's no doubt about it. Whoa, what's up? Brad, thanks again for the super chat. When is watch party doing my Lebowski party? I don't know yet. We'll figure it out. Probably next couple weeks. What would Love have done to develop last year? People talk about how he had no snaps, never dressed, etc. Is it like one-on-ones with QB coach or even Matt LaFleur, or what does it mean to say he developed? Well, he's still doing drill work, every single day, and he's still going to meetings, and he's still learning. So those are all little things that he could be doing. But as far as team reps, he had precious little. If, as they say, Rodgers was taking 90% of the snaps, and then Tim Boyle was taking 2, 3, or 4, and running scout team by all accounts. So not much for Jordan to do in team. But doesn't mean you can't be working. Doesn't mean there's not stuff to do. Don't want to miss any super chats. Don't want anybody getting upset. I'll be upset. Legless, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Maybe Aaron Rodgers wants to be called the dude. That's what you call him. That or El Duderino? Bortles QB1. That ain't happening. Amar, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. I'm joining late. Can't stay, and we'll have to catch up later, but just wanted to say hello and to Pappies, and thank you for all you do. Seeing Roger's tweet got me hyped. Wow, I'm hopeless. What, the W hashtag? That got you hyped? I thought Tyler's response from Cheesehead TV was just, mwah, that was great. But I got you, man. Good to see you, Amar. Hope you're doing well, man. Did I hear or see anything on how punter competition went? Yes, this is a serious question. Not a word. I don't even know if they punted in front of reporters. Doesn't sound like there was any special teams work done, at least that I saw, that was reported on. I saw some long snapping video, but that was about it. They usually don't lean into team stuff until camp anyway. So once that gets going, we'll start to have some fun with the punter battle, as it were. T-Dog, Thanks for the support, man. It means a lot. I press buttons? Okay, what? Nagler, what? Who you take, Rodgers or Favre? Oh, Caleb. Asking me to choose between my children. You know, for a long time, I said Brett Favre when I was asked this question, but now it's Aaron Rodgers. No question. It's pretty simple. Love Brett. Love everything he did for the organization. His starting streak is amazing. Man, absolutely dragged the Packers out of the doldrums of the 70s and 80s quite almost single-handedly. But Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback. I don't have any problem saying it. He frustrates me sometimes holding on to the ball, taking those sacks. But they're better than interceptions. So, yeah, give me Rodgers. The words of the great Nags, deserve has nothing to do with it. It's not even my words. Those are Clint Eastwood's words. And that's just how it is. Pump for the Packers, but let's go Bucks. Yeah, okay, cool. Rock and roll. Go Bucks. Because I know y'all are cheering for him. Ovan Wallace, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Good morning, Aaron. Aaron, living in Utah the last few years, I got to watch some Utah State games, and it's clear that Love is talented. If he starts week one, they make the playoffs unless he does a Jameis Winston. A lot going on there. He's got the talent. There's no doubt about that. And yes, I think they'd have a chance at the playoffs if he were to have to start the entirety of the season. I'm not as confident as you are locking that in right now. But hey, man, as you're saying, he's got talent. Ooh, he oozes talent. He's just got to put it together. And you may have to do it a lot faster than the Packers were expecting. Hope that's not the case. I know everyone assumes that I just want Jordan Love to start, but trust me, I do not. I want Aaron Rodgers under center week one, and I think that's what's going to happen. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on Cheesehead TV and all our social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.